Hi, I've like it knows me, Alan Smith, with Weebuckley Stories, with the day's press and journal on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. So, front page of paper today is another disastrous story. A huge bunking blow for Aylan City Centre. So this is Aberdeen's Union Street has been dealt a further devastating blow with the news the Royal Bank of Scotland is to close its flagship Granite Mile branch. It's one of a number of sites that will be axed, with a giant bunking giant cutting 18 of its 86 local branches, including that in New Deer. An RBS spokesman said it would be supporting those who are affected by closures, with the union saying the priority is to ensure there's no compulsory redundancies. The shock announcement follows the still raw news of the departure of Marks and Spencers, facing Nicholas Street, the retailers moving to a bigger Union Square site next year. Dismayed North East Scotland MSP Douglas Lumsden said just months after the Sutters went down in the Union Street Halifax branch, this is the latest in a grim litany of closures for Aberdeen. And it's, well, it's a fair old building. It's going to be gone. It's just right down to St Nicholas Street from going to George Street. So, God knows if it'll be coming out there near now, but another problem for the focus trying to get out of the Union Street spruced up, another problem for them to deal with. They're going to go to troubles to seek. After yesterday being a bit of good news about Union Street getting all that money spent on it, and it's a day it's back to the same old story. Now, here's a restaurant to shut, close its doors in 6 months, so award-winning Aberdeenshire restaurant Eat in the Green will close at the end of September if a buyer is not found. Directors Craig and Lindsay Wilson put the business up for sale in 2022 and have now taken the difficult decision to close the restaurant in 6 months. The 2AA Rosette restaurant, which is located in Udney Green, has been in the market since May last year. Since opening in 2004, it has gained a reputation as being one of the most popular restaurants in the North East, with folk, including celebrities, travelling long distances to sample its menu. However, in a video message posted on Facebook, husband and wife owners, Mr. Wilson, also known as the Kilted Chef, and his wife said that it may close for good. They announced plans for the next chapter and that the restaurant would close on September 28th, even if a buyer has not been found by then. In the video, Mrs. Wilson said, "We just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for your custom and your loyalty and your support over all these years. It really has been such a privilege to look after you and share some special life moments." Mr. Wilson described the past 2 decades as being a roller coaster, but declared he had no regrets. He said, "Everything will bide exactly the same until the minute that we close. Special events will take place to mark the end of the couple's reign at the restaurant, which Mr. Wilson said will be the best summer ever. The popular Kilted Chef Dine at Home service will remain in place after September." He says, "We put Eat in the Green on the market more than 2 years ago. During this time, it has been business as usual, as we have continued to deliver the high-quality food and service that we are known for. After careful consideration, we have taken the decision to close the doors at the end of September. I will be exploring other opportunities via the Kilted Chef Limited Company, delivering consultancy, support, product development and private catering services. During the last 20 years, we have been fortunate to play a part in many special moments and milestones for birthdays and weddings and anniversaries. Our sincere thanks goes out to our loyal customers. And we hope to see some familiar faces before we close the doors to embark on the next chapter." The restaurant was named Best Eating Experience in Scotland at the 2019 Scottish Thistle Awards in recognition of its commitment to working with local suppliers to access the home-grown ingredients in their dishes. So, well, that's a blooming shame, because I've only been here twice, and once was we got gifted a token to get here if Arsenal and Burnley, thank God we did, because that was, otherwise we'd never have thought of getting here, to be honest with you, but it was absolutely fantastic. And then we got invited back another time when he met us at Turf Show, the man himself, and he was, team of the old cake, so we got over and had a, it was like a supplier's night thing, and we were the supplier, he was promoting that night, so we had to go and, we got a free meal, me and Sandra, and you know, he'd get a bit of a spiel, and I'd get a bit of a spiel about oatcakes, and you know, I left some samples for folk to buy, and put any money into a charity thing that he was collecting for the Anchor Unit. And he's a top of a bloke, like really, really good. And it's you know, amazing at one in the middle of nowhere, like Audney Green. That can be sick a place, but you know, hats off to him and the team. I mean, we've got team through the kitchen to see how it all works, and it's just like a military operation, absolutely timed to perfection. So be a big miss, and you know, good luck to him for whatever he want to do in the future. But I'm sure he wants a stick, isn't it? Just that kind of lad, he certainly has a gift of the gab. A shame of us shutting down altogether. Now here's Greens is going to take over the village Cope branch. So it says the Greens have announced they will take over Braemar's Co-op branch later this year. The new brand convenience shop is set to open in May after a post which revealed it was looking for staff in the area. The new location will take over from the existing Cope, which currently trades on Mar Road. It comes after the local chain of stores announced it was expanding its number of shops in the northeast. Greens unveiled plans last November to open three new branches, which included Fraserburgh and Buncree in an unnamed third shop. But the mystery of the third location has finally been revealed in an online Facebook post made by a new account, Greens of Braemar. They advertised for job positions within the store to add to the current staff already working there. So, crikey, they're not half steaming ahead, this Greens. I think they're you know, a Fife-based lot, and they've certainly taken a lot of Alcopes. And, you know, so Braemar's never going to set Heather on fire. You know, for tourist trade, nothing like that, it's an absolute gold mine. Same as Buncree, and, you know, Buncree gets ahead somewhere, because I was there for a while at the High Street in Buncree. And, again, it was like a lovely summer over there, just an absolute gold mine. So they'll certainly came for their day, and well, good luck to them, because it's at least Braemar will still have a shop, and it'll be, you know, similar kind of stuff they'll be selling. So, very, I mean, they seem to have shops out of place now, so they're certainly very go ahead. So that's going to be Nehmer Cope in Braemar, but you'll get to Greens instead if you're up seeing the Braemar gathering. Now, here is memories of the Temple of Doom as diggers move in. The demise of Aberdeen's Shell HQ has sent many former workers on a trip down memory lane to a time of fantastic Christmas parties in the boom times of the oil industry. Some even share the building's Indiana Jones-inspired nickname. It comes as diggers began working the demolition of the eye-catching city landmark, with the roof being stripped and piles of broken office furniture are seen lying on the ground. What a waste. Though a sad end to the building for many, plenty of folk took the opportunity to look back on happy memories at the Aberdeen Shell HQ. Alex Bruce shared his claim to fame in the region's oil and gas history, commenting on the P&J's Facebook page that he worked there as it was being built in 78-79. Billy Davidson worked there for 30 years, and he can remember the largest Phase 5 building coming to life. He said, I went for a job interview, and my boss-to-be said, didn't expect a job for life. Well, 30 years will do. Thank you. Others look back to the built-in Christmas parties held there during their childhood. Christina Hardy said, very sad, such an iconic building at one time, lots of fond memories of fantastic Shell Christmas parties. Rosaline Kelly shared some unusual memories of her time working at the Aberdeen Shell HQ. She recalled great entertainment watching the gulls tapping on the windows right next to my desk in the building. I could see them, but they couldn't see me. Phase 5 building was fondly named the Temple of Doom, Temple of Doom by a few colleagues it surely doomed to know. And just a few other folks saying, you know, how they started off it and they're going to miss it. Then somebody else says, Anne Stephen Assis took to our comment section to reminisce on the fields that were there before the oil and gas building was erected. She said, remember before it was been before it was built, called the Blue Woodies when I was a kid, but then they built it in the first place. It used to be fields and farms. It was Millie's farm, faking course to the sea. Then the Isle came and left, and what do we have left? The future of the site remains unclear. So, oh well, it'll be rubble in no time in. The diggers is certainly are there and about, and it's getting flattened. So Maybe come time it'll be back to a park again and we feel, you know, be happier. But I wouldn't be muckle folk it minds it being just a farm in some parks here. But anyway, that's the finish out as a Shell HQ. Now, just a wee story I knew about if it's been happening in the House of Commons, and this is the Prime Minister says stop wasting time on a bid to jail Rowling. So the SNP should stop obsessing over independence and trying to lock up JK Rowling and instead turn its focus on fit matters to folk in Scotland, Rishi Sunak said yesterday. He criticised the SNP for wasting time cracking down on free speech in a Commons exchange during Prime Minister's questions. It came as SNP Westminster leader Stephen Flynn highlighted comments made by former Prime Minister Gordon Brown and Scottish Trades Union Congress General Secretary Ros Foye on independence remaining an unresolved issue. And Mr. Flynn said, Gordon Brown told the folk of these isles that the forces pulling Britain apart are greater than the forces holding it together. For Gordon Brown was also correct. was in stating that Scottish independence is not simply off the agenda. And those remarks were echoed by the General Secretary of the Scottish Trade Union Congress for stating that it remains an unresolved issue. Mr. Sunak replied, what I would suggest to the SNP is that rather than obsessing about independence and wasting time cracking down on free speech and trying to lock up JK Rowling, he should focus on what folk in Scotland actually care about, schools, hospitals, jobs and tax cuts. So, I think nobody will be surprised if I'm Mr. Sunak on that. And just an extra bit of a boost for any anti-SNP folk like me is that I see the Nicola Sturgeon's husband, in inverted commas, had been arrested again. So that's got to be good news. I mean, far when the wind time off a hair in a pin your lug. Jesus. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal. The back page paper today is Tellin leans into Levine's learnings. Interim boss Peter Levin confirmed he will give Jimmy Tellin the lowdown on the squad before the new manager arrives in the summer. Aberdeen have agreed a deal for Elfsborg head coach Tellin to become their new manager on a 3-year contract. The 46-year-old Swede will continue at Allsvenskan runners-up Elfsborg. Allsvenskan is obviously the Swedish league. They could have just said that instead of trying to make folks say that. Anyway, runners-up Elfsborg until the Swedish summer break before moving to Pittodrie in early June. So, no, kind of come cooking up for me, folk. Unless, of course, Peter Levin beat Celtic in the Scottish Cup in semi-final, gets the final wins at, and wins all the remaining games to finish top of the bottom half of the Premier League, then, you know, it'll give the new boys something to live up to. But anyway, we can only wish that between the hell sing bang of them, they get Aberdeen back up the right side of the league. So come on, Aberdeen. Now that's me done for today. Now it's a wee puckly story of today's Press and Journal on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And a hell of a mochy day up here today. Just raining on and off misty day. And just miserable. Not particularly cold, but certainly warm, but only better, I mean. So, in fact, this early in the morning was a wee touch of frost today. But then it was a reed sky, a very bonny reed sky this morning. But not all shepherds can hang out too, because it's kind of morning, shepherds warning, and by God it turned with a mochy day. So, anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Try and get some more folk to listen in to the Doric Express. If they can follow us on Spotify, they'll hear all the episodes and never miss a thing. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.